The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here, and we're ready to find out what is on your mind today. I would love to hear from Eastern North Dakota about what it is Eastern North Dakota today. And after a press conference, House Majority Leader Al Carlson and some others, we have a pretty good idea of a proposal that will be before the legislature. Diking and water needs that, and then I'd also like to hear from Eastern North Dakota about Western North Dakota needs. It seems to me we have a no-brainer here. About 15 minutes after they gavel the next legislative session in, both of these deals ought to be done in my mind, so we can get on to other things like the tyranny of Common Core and. Tax reform and, gosh, I could go through a laundry list of things that'll be front and center in the next legislative session and much so. But these are no-brainers. Infrastructure needs in Western North Dakota, very evident. And there's a plan right now to use an infrastructure fund for emergency or shovel-ready projects that has been well thought out and proposed. There is another plan on the formula change that takes the extraction tax and rejiggers the formula so it stays with the counties and the cities where the impact is the most and goes right to projects because we've got to maximize time. So Al Carlson, as I mentioned, the House Majority Leader, laying out some needs. Clearly, Fargo is in need of permanent flood protection. There are water needs on the west. There's got to be a smart person out there that has to say, okay, water, much of it. Much of the time, too much water in the east is a problem. And what do they need more of in the west? Water. I know gravity plays a part here, but wouldn't it be nice if we could just figure out that way? Okay, when we have too much water, we're going to ship it to Western North Dakota. A little, on the simple side, but I think makes some funds. But anyway, makes some sense to try and do something like that. But $275 million in the next legislative session for flood protection in the city of Fargo and drought protection for the Red River Valley so the city could accelerate its ongoing project to build dikes and waterways, which, by the way, saves money, is part of this project. So what do you think? Let us know today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, Al Carlson's announcement yesterday being hailed by Democrats as a political ploy. When is solutions for flooding or water supply a political ploy? What in the world? Kind of a desperate
party announcing it, maybe?
Is that how it works, Todd? Maybe that is.
My guess. I don't know.
Silly me. I'm
sorry. Callers on that one, but I mean, that's, a possible thought.
Silly me. Anyway, so Western North Dakota, what do you think of what Eastern North Dakota needs? Eastern North Dakota, what do you think of what Western North Dakota needs? And what do you think of my idea? 15 minutes after the gavel drops for the legislative session in December, be done with both and get on to the other stuff right away. Right away. These are no-brainers. Absolute no-brainers. That's what I think ought to happen. You tell me if I'm all wet or not. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have a debate on Measure 3 for you today. That is the reform of the governance of higher education in North Dakota. The House Majority Leader Al Carlson will be here. And he is in favor of Measure 3. He proposed it. Legislature passed it. Put it on the ballot. An attorney by the name of Paul Liebel, talked of the Citizens for Higher Education, will oppose it. He'll be here to tell us why, and we'll have a debate on that particular issue. Measure 3 on the ballot. Where are you at on that? You made a decision there. Love to hear from you. We're also going to talk a little bit about Measure 1 today, Remember the fellow from AARP who was the president, a gentleman by the name of Roger Wetzel, he had spoke out in favor of Measure 1 and ended up having to resign over it. AARP folks had a hissy fit, so we're going to talk with him about that. Yana Murdahl, chairperson of the Pro Measure 1 folks, will join us on the program as well. And former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft, of course, an uber-smart lawyer who can tell you chapter and verse of this sentence, literally one sentence that would be added to the Constitution in the way of a clarification of the right to life which already exists in the Constitution, what that will mean and what it will not mean. Because, of course, we have a lot of folks saying, oh, my gosh, if you put that sentence there, then if I want to die, I won't be able to die. Somebody could go to court and say, no, he wants to die, but I don't want him to die. And impact end-of-life decisions. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they say, well, it would prevent in vitro fertilization and all kinds of choices individuals make when they are trying to have a child. All of which, in my opinion, is total poppycock, because the right to life is already there. All this is doing is preventing judges from inventing things the legislature didn't intend, voters didn't want. So anyway, we'll find out what they think about all that. In the meantime, we want to know what you have on your mind, and you can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Thanks for all the birthday wishes, by the way, and thanks also to the kind folks at the Williams County courthouse. By the way, what a cafe, Todd. You and I have got to go up there. You can't even believe the choices and the pie.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I have to post this on Facebook because I meant to do it yesterday. I took photos of the bevy of choices at the County Courthouse Cafe in Williston. Holy buckets! But our thanks to Beth and to John yesterday for joining us, and learned a lot about voting and learned a lot about pie, too. That was kind of fun. All right, Jeff in Jamestown listening on 550 K-Fire. Tell us what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. You're first to go. Good morning.
Well, there's a lot of harvest to go, and we're being told today that there'll be no fuel, diesel fuel, to get out of the tank farms in Fargo until November 3rd. Do you guys want to investigate this a little bit or ask them why? All we get is, well, there's just no fuel. Can't get any. This is getting pretty critical for everybody here in farm world.
So you're telling me today if you need to put diesel fuel in a tank in your vehicle, you can't do it.
I can't. We're a retailer. We cannot get it out of the tank farms. There's nothing to get.
So in other words, any customer that comes to you can't get.
They need a tanker load. I can't get it.
And you're literally on zero. You have no diesel today. None. Nada.
No, I can't get it delivered to anybody. I have a little bit in my own storage tanks, but I got to dole it out. It'll be gone. But there is no ag fuel to get if you want a tanker load.
Is the okay, if you want a tanker load, can you get it another way?
No. I mean, farmers, you know, they use 2,000, 3,000 gallons a day, some of these guys.
Right.
Tanker load lasts a week.
Right. And they're getting on empty, and they're calling you to, hey, fill them up, and you can't fill them up is what you're telling me.
Can't get it. Can't get it.
And is, are
if
your,
they do, if they do let a little bit out, we're probably getting pretty high, 30 cents over the market, and crude oil is at 80 bucks. I
so
know
you,
I'm being squeezed.
Who do you, are your competitors getting it?
No, we're all
nobody's
getting
it.
Go
and
by the tank farms outside of Fargo. There's probably 40 trucks in line waiting,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, that happened earlier this year as well. What, who's your supplier? Who do you buy from?
Tank farms. I don't care to say any names. I don't want to be caught saying any names on anybody.
Well, who do you want me to call?
I guess, was the Public Service Commission handle this? Who handles this? I don't know. Who regulates the pipelines, where it goes, how it comes? My problem with all of this is I live in a state full of crude. I got two railroads going by me with I don't know how many trains a day. All those rail cars come back empty. I can't get 1 gallon of fuel on any of them coming back.
Well, that's because it's not refined here, right? I mean, it's you need refined product.
That's That's fine.
And by the way, there's two refineries on the drawing board, one coming out of the ground that's going to open later this year in Dickinson that's going to be a big game changer there. So things take time. But in the meantime, obviously, we need it. So these are good questions. I'm going to do some digging and appreciate the update, Jeff, okay?
All right.
Understand your frustration. John in northern South Dakota listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, you just answered my question. I was complaining kind of not quite about the same as the last guy, but I was complaining about the fact that the politics are on the XL Energy. Why don't these states and why doesn't Canada just build a refinery on site to refine the fuel and not worry about all these environmentalists and these tree hunters saying that they don't want the pipeline through there?
Well, I think we need everything. And there is two refineries that are on the table, one up at Newtown, Fort Berthold. And the MHA tribe is working on that. The other one is a partnership with MDU and another company, Dickinson, and that one is actually going to be done in December. So, and those are diesel refineries, but we use a lot of diesel here. So they're working on it. But in my mind, John, we need it all. Thanks for listening. More coming up, 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Shields. So let it snow.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Research on this so-called teacher from Mandan. That's not so. And her husband is a project manager for Ducks Unlimited. This is more of that Measure 5 crap that they're trying to figure out that they have to get it passed. So just to let you know that this garbage that they're spewing all the time, They should learn to tell the facts. Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your email is welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What the caller is talking about is a television ad purporting to be of a Mandan teacher saying how much he's in favor of Measure 5. Now, so you know, every educational organization in the state of North Dakota has come together and said birds cannot go before kids. And that we're for conservation, we're doing that. I mean, you know, what's amazing about, I talked to Gene Nicholas, and Chris, we need to schedule Gene Nicholas on the program. Gene, a longtime legislator, ag chair, farms up by Candu, and also owns some land down by Regent in that area. And you should just spend 15 minutes with Gene sometime to find out what he does in the way of conservation. Okay, just as one farmer. He and his son Jay farm up by Candu, and as I mentioned, have some hunting land around the state. And just understand what they do in the way of conservation. And themselves, you know, leading to a pheasant population and other things as well. Just one. The conservationists in this state are the farmers. You know, the radical extremists who like to call themselves the environmentalists or the conservationists. You know what they are? They're empire builders. They're money grubbers. Go look at Ducks Unlimited's building in Fargo. If you want them to build more buildings like that, look, how many pheasants did that building add to the population? How many ducks? Also heard from Pheasants Forever, I think it would be a county leader or a regional leader out in Watford the other day, said, look, I'm Pheasants Forever, and I'm not for this at all. This is the hierarchy. This is the folks in the ivory towers that want to feather their nest. No pun intended. It's exactly what they're trying to do. And I think that what they did with this ad is despicable. Again, overwhelming amount of educational community says we're against Measure 5. Thumbs down. They go find someone who hasn't taught for 2 years, who happens to be from Mandan, and portray this person as a teacher from Mandan that is not true. Oh, they also forget to tell you that her husband's salary is paid by the folks that are writing millions of dollars worth of checks to try and ram this through. That is deceitful. That's, by the way, what I meant that when I said to Congressman Kevin Cramer the idea that the goofy proposal that George Sinner put forward, which, you know, I mean, I don't know who's running George Sinner's campaign, but I'm telling you, I'm having a hard time understanding how they have two brain cells to rub together, because you couldn't craft a campaign so poorly run. This thing is so bad. These are the people, by the way, when the candidate himself comes up to me at BSC a month or so ago and says, gosh, I'd like to get on your radio show. When can I get on? I said, George, we've asked you every week since you announced your candidacy. Really? You're asking the wrong person. I said, well, I'm looking at the candidate. Make it happen. And then an email trail goes on that would choke a horse with his staff saying, no, he never said that. Oh, it's funny because Andy Peterson was there from Greater North Dakota Chamber and 3-4 other people heard it. So, you know, I didn't make it up. And then they make all these excuses. Then they say they want to come on and do a debate, but only if I won't moderate it. So we say, okay. And then they say no. And, you know, so he comes up with this goofy idea in the middle of the campaign to get attention that he wants to stop lying in campaign ads. And I said, that's a good idea. I mean, I don't know who the arbitrator is, but I'd love it if there was never another lie in a campaign ad. By the way, he could start with his own.
Doesn't say, would you have another campaign ad then?
Yeah. You know, so
there wouldn't be many left. Vote for me. That'd be all they'd say. They'd all be 5-second ads.
I do give Kevin Cramer credit because he said, no, it's a dumb idea. Just defend your record. If somebody says something that's not true, go on, defend your record. You know, I mean, and you want the federal government to come to the rescue and, oh, I want the, you know.
There's going to be this blue ribbon panel deciding on whose ads are, in fact, lying or not. Who's going to be the decision maker on that?
And, you know, the other thing about that I think Kevin had a good point on is, you know, again, federal government to the rescue, right? Arthur and Dickinson, you're up on What's on Your Mind, listening on iHeart
Hi, good morning. Say, that fellow was talking about he couldn't get any fuel in the farm tanks and stuff like that.
Yes.
If we had more oil refineries, that would be wonderful. I heard about 10 years ago that Democrats have a lawsuit on every oil refinery, every proposed oil refinery, and every proposed oil refinery expansion. So there's the problem, Democrats.
Well, by the way, that plant in Dickinson, the refinery that's going up in Dickinson right now, first one built in America since 1976.
Yes, sir.
Think about that. Think about that. No, you're exactly right. Now, here's where I think some folks are naive. You know, Democrats in the state have long been pining for a state-funded refinery, right? They love spending taxpayer money, so they want to, you know, turn the state and get them in the refinery business. It does not, in my mind, make sense to build a gasoline refinery in North Dakota because, again, we have one, first of all, in Tesoro at Mandan. Second of all, you know, that has to be shipped, right? So you then ship the gasoline. And obviously we're a long ways from a lot of the busy markets, Minneapolis, yeah. Chicago, Denver, you know, Kansas City, whatever. So
right.
it's, you know, but a diesel refinery makes perfect sense. That's why there's two on the board, because we're using a ton of diesel here with all the truck traffic we have and everything else. But I also think if you start building gasoline refineries and then instead of crude oil in the tanker cars, you're putting gasoline in the tanker cars with all of the debate about, oh, the flammability and all the sky is falling crowd there. Trust me. If you have that much more gasoline going out during crude, there's a lot more volatility in the gasoline than there is in the crude oil. But
right, don't build any more pipelines. Let's put it on rail and run at 70 miles an hour through 300 pounds. Don't put it on pipeline. Another Democrat problem. Sorry,
yeah,
down on Democrats today.
Speaking of Minnesota, don't want the rail. Oil by rail, and then don't want the pipeline. They don't want either. I mean, I wish somebody would shut the lights off, because these guys don't want anything.
They shut down Big Stone coal-fired plant, and then over by coming across the border down there by Barnesville, they've got that giant power line. Where does that go in North Dakota? They got to be sucking some coal-fired electricity out of North Dakota someplace. Where did
that
come from?
They passed a law in Minnesota saying we don't want coal. I mean, it was a lawsuit over it, for crying out loud. So again, take the switch and go clink. You know, legally you can't do that, but seriously, okay, you don't want the crude oil, you don't want the pipeline, you don't want the coal. See ya. You know, I mean, it really makes no sense at all. And maybe that's what we need to do to wake up these environmentalists, these conservationists, because they're radical. They're part of the Turn Back the Clock Club. And by the way, Ryan Taylor is the chairman. The guy's running for Ag Commission in North Dakota. You can't make this stuff up. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Measure 3 debate straight ahead.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Top of the hour debate coming up on measure number three here momentarily. A couple of calls waiting to get in here. I guess these are, two of these are voicemails. We'll save those for a little later, but we do have one caller waiting in Bismarck. Didn't want to identify themselves, but want to talk about ballot measures. What's on your mind? Thanks for listening.
I think that one might be gone, Scott.
Okay, all right. They're not there. My usual little gizmo here doesn't tell me if the caller's still there or not. So they're gone. Okay. And then Gene in Valley City and the caller from South Dakota on ethanol plants, we'll get to. I'm also efforting an answer for Jeff in Jamestown, who called about the fuel issue in Jamestown, specifically trying to get diesel out of tank farms. The supplier in West Fargo is Magellan Supplies, so I'm trying to track some answers down there. And Congressman Kramer's office actually has already reached out to us to tell us they'll help get some answers there, too. So we're on it. We have promised you, our fine listeners, that we would give you all the information that is out there on all of the measures and the candidates as well, especially on the statewide ballot. And we're keeping our promise. Today, a Measure 3 debate. And Measure 3 is a constitutional measure that would create and enact a new section in the North Dakota Constitution that would create a three-member commission of higher education that would begin July 1 of next year, and they'd have full executive responsibility for the management and operation of the North Dakota university system. I'm reading from the actual measure you will see on your ballot. The measure would repeal Section 6 of Article 8 of the Constitution relating to the current eight-member state board of higher education. Members of the new commission would be appointed by the governor to four-year terms from a list of nominees provided by a special committee and would be subject to confirmation by the Senate. One of the commissioners must possess leadership experience in a private sector business, industry, or service. One member at the time of appointment must hold a professional position within the higher education sector. The commissioners could be reappointed to three consecutive terms. Yes means you want that change in the governance of higher ed. No means you wish to have it continue as it has. Debating it today is someone that's talked a lot about this issue, North Dakota's House Majority Leader Al Carlson. Al, nice to see you again.
That's good to be here, Scott.
Thank you for the time. And Attorney Paul Ebeltoff of Citizens for Higher Education is here as well. Paul, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And am I saying that right? Is it Ebeltoff, Paul?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I answered almost anything, though.
Paul, actually, you're an attorney in Williston, is that right?
Close. Dickinson.
Dickinson. Okay, yeah. Well, Paul actually introduced himself to me in Watford City this week. Came up and said hi, and I just had my north and south mixed up there. All right, very good. So anyway, Al, why don't we start with you? And before you get out of here today, I did want to ask you about that proposal yesterday that you announced on water. But right now we're going to talk Measure 3.
this is a concept of yours. You've discussed it. You've debated it. Why is it necessary?
You know, first of all, I became the poster child of this, but it was passed by the legislature with pretty good margins. And when the bill left the House of Representatives, it had a commissioner of higher education, and it came back to us with a three commissioner setup, and the House agreed that would be a good setup. So it morphed a little bit as it went across. This is all about governance. It's been interesting, Scott, to listen to the debate and see the postcards I get in my mailbox that said we're going to close campuses. And those things just are not true. This is about governance. And the debate should center on governance. And if they want to debate about accreditation, then I think that's what we should debate on. But I think it's a matter of the opinion of the legislature was that it's time for full-time management of the higher education $2 billion enterprise system. It wasn't anything other than that. They want to make it out to be a lot that it isn't, but it's all about governance. And this is a form of governance with three full-time commissioners, similar to what we have in the PSC and the Industrial Commission and some of those other areas. You know, 2-to-1 still rules the day. I mean, they meet, they take portfolios, they probably take divisions of schools, however, but it requires them to have some expertise in areas that isn't required today.
What will it fix? What will voters of North Dakota notice in the way of a change if this becomes the governance of higher ed?
Well, I think there's no question that I haven't had to talk a lot about higher education because they like to stay on the front page of the newspaper. I mean, whether it be with chancellors that they have million-dollar buyouts or whether it be fraudulent diplomas at a particular university in Mr. Ebeltoft's town, you know, it's a sad state of affairs what happened there. Or whether it be other areas that come up that they have, rogue presidents and discussions in their meetings that we've never been in control of this system. It's time we rein it in. I just think that, and God bless those volunteers, Scott, for doing it. Those eight people that volunteer their time. But on the exit interviews of the last three, they've said this is just too big. This is just, you know, it takes way too much time. I can't come in and read a 200-page document when I get to the meeting and make those decisions.
And what's interesting, a lot of that by design, I think, I was at an audit committee hearing meeting rather recently where some reforms were put forward to say you can't bring things before us that we don't have, the documentation for well in advance of the decision being made. So I think there's a recognition of some of those things you're talking about within the Board of Higher Ed. Kathy Nesset's come on this program before and said we need to fix it. There's some problems here. We need to fix it. But is it too little too late in your view? I mean,
the people will decide. I don't mind having the discussion. I think it's a great discussion. But the legislature didn't decide to get rid of it. The legislature decided to let the people decide.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like that process. Let the people decide. Put all the facts, not all the scare tactics. Let's put the facts on the table and let the people decide.
All right, Paul, let me get you in here. First of all, from your perspective, what is your response to the legislature putting this on the ballot? And then let's talk a little bit about what the change would mean for higher education from your perspective.
Well, my response is fairly straightforward. Measure 3 gambles what the legislature, the university system, and the people of North Dakota have built. And that's a system of accessible, affordable, high-quality higher education. And the gamble is absolutely needless. You asked the right question, Scott. You said, what will it fix? What will Measure 3 fix? The answer to that is absolutely nothing. What it will do, though, is put at risk accreditation, put at risk student loans, and unless proponents can assure the people of North Dakota that the risk is not there, unless they can show that the Higher Learning Commission will absolutely continue to accredit the system schools without a bump in the road, Measure 3 should be defeated.
All right, so we hear that a lot. That's probably the number one argument against it, that this is going to have a major impact on the accreditation. And I guess we should, Paul, if you wouldn't mind, just telling the listeners, why is that important? What does the accreditation mean? And when you say risking it, if what you say would happen as a result of this change, what would that mean?
Well, I think Mr. Carlson referred to the situation in Dickinson, and I think we can draw an analogy from that situation. The institution was placed on notice, and it is now 42% less large than it was. It is coming back. It is strong. It is good. But the mere fact that the Higher Learning Commission placed the university on notice had immediate effect on student enrollment and had an overwhelming effect on the institution. That's what's promised, if you will, if Measure 3 passes. The Higher Learning Commission has the entire authority to accredit institutions of higher learning in North Dakota.
Here's what I don't understand. What are they worried about? Under what's proposed with a 3-member full-time commission, if you will, what worries the Higher Learning Commission about that governance model?
The issue is independence. The Higher Learning Commission standards require that a university system be managed independent from outside influence. Yes, the legislature has the entire power of the purse. Yes, the legislature and the people of North Dakota have the authority to try to structure the system the way it will work best for North Dakota. But the Higher Learning Commission says, who has the authority here? Who has the final say? And Mr. Carlson said it in his opening remarks. He said it's time to rein this in. Well, who is going to be reining it in? It will not be an independent board.
Let me ask about that, Al. Let me get you in here, Al, because, we're talking about a major issue on accreditation. I mean, do you this argument that comes from the Higher Learning Commission, do you see independence going on? I'm a little confused because the governor appoints now to the Board of Higher Ed. How is it different? What about this argument?
It's not different at all. In fact, the language is exactly the same. The members are selected from a committee that's the superintendent of public instruction, the chief justice of the Supreme Court, Speaker of the House, President Pro Tem of the Senate. The same procedure is in both places. We're picking 3 instead of 8. The impeachment process is the same as it is today if we want to remove them for incompetence. So if there was political influence before, there'd be political influence now because they're picked by whoever's the sitting governor sitting there. He has the final say in who's going to get it anyway. The Senate confirms them.
So when you say rein it in, how is 3 versus 8 and this model reining it in?
Well, I think it's more of the fact that having full-time hands-on people there. We already have a $12 million budget in the board office. And we have, in the last 10 years, we've paid $3 million in buyouts for various people in higher education, where the board has said, okay, we'll just get rid of you, we'll pay you off. The last one being $1 million. If you sat in my chair at the legislature and watched some of these things come through, Scott, you'd have a little different view about higher education. And make no doubt about it, and I think Paul would agree with this, we have increased spending since I've been the leader 53% in higher education. We've built $200 million worth of new buildings. We've put $36 to $40 million into centers of excellence, which I believe one sits out on the Dickinson State Campus. We funded a Teddy Roosevelt Center in Dickinson. So the legislature is very committed to higher education. We understand that that's where our workforce is trained and that's where they come from. But I just want to read you one thing about accreditation. And it becomes, people have to decide. You know, this isn't my sole mission in life by any means. But what it does say is, and before your break here, I'll read it to you. It says, we studied governance.
Do me a favor. Hold that, and we'll do it
all right,
when we come back.
This is an important point in the whole debate.
All right, so we'll get that when we come back, and some calls waiting to weigh in as well on our Measure 3 debate today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. We'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
This past year, we have witnessed significant and unprecedented disruptions in rail service that are preventing us from moving our soybeans to market. This issue is of great concern to the North Dakota Soybean Council as we enter the soybean harvest and winter marketing season. To this end, the North Dakota Soybean Council is teaming up with the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association and the Soy Transportation Coalition to identify what we can do to facilitate and expedite solutions to these serious rail delays. Solutions will likely result from a collaborative effort with the railroads, the elevators, the farming community, and key influencers. Be assured that the North Dakota Soybean Council is staying on top of this issue and is focused on bringing alternative solutions to the table. Watch for updates on this topic in the Soybean Grower magazine.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a PetroServe USA location near you. And the next time you have a chance, fill up at the very place that gives you choice at the pump, E15. They're innovators. There's everything from E10 all the way up to E85. I'm a big fan of E85 for this reason. Look at the price. It pencils out. I save money on every fill on my big Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. Tell you what, it's a great way to go. You know what else? They're the folks that are fueling Main Street by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA helps America feel better, and I love it. So whether you're filling up in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck or West Fargo or Moorhead or any of their locations, PetroServe USA is near you. And some great specials in October, like the Chex Mix for 99 cents, Blue Diamond Almonds, 79 cents, the Tootsie Roll Giant Twin Packs are only 89 cents, and those Deli Express $2.99 to $3.59 quarter-pound cheeseburgers, big 100% beef burgers, big Chuck Cattleman, and more. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Before the top of the hour, this is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hill, along with Todd Mitchell, and debating measure number 3 on the program today is Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, North Dakota House Majority Leader, Attorney Paul Ebeltoff of the Citizens for Higher Education. Al Carlson and the majority of the North Dakota legislature put an item on the ballot. It's called measure number 3, which will change the governance of higher education in North Dakota. He's advocating a yes vote. And Paul Ebeltoff, on behalf of Citizens for Higher Education, advocating a no vote. Accreditation has been a big deal. Commission for Higher Learning. Al, you mentioned that you wanted to read something specifically on this issue, so let's have you do that.
Well, the debate centers, what was the name of their group again? The Committee for Higher
Higher Learning, isn't it?
No. The group that they support. The group you support, what's the name of it?
Oh, Commission. My
committee,
group?
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, the Citizens for Higher Education.
Oh, I could belong to that. We just have a little disagreement over governance, but we've proven that we support higher education. So, but the point is on the governance thing. I'll just tell you from my perspective where we come from. Again, this is up to the people to decide. But when we did our council research on governance, and here's what came back. It said we could find no instance in which issues considered by the Higher Learning Commission involved university system governance. In each instance where governance was an issue, the concerns appeared to be with the governance structure of the individual institutions. And Paul mentioned what was happening out at Dickinson. By the way, today we have a warning. We're on the warning list for our med school in Grand Forks. We were given a little reprimand because we had a two-year-old strategic plan, which is a requirement of the Higher Learning Commission. So there's some things that no matter what happens on this measure, Scott, higher ed's got to get its act together a little better. There's some problems out there, and they'll admit it. They'll admit it that they got to get it together. I mean, when they make comments in their board meeting where they kicked everybody out and they had the audio running, by the way, which we listened to, And the comment is this board has never known how to hold anybody accountable. I mean, I read things like that.
Now, I actually think, though, that is a recognition by the Board of Higher Education by bringing that consultant in and saying, hey, you got a rogue president, you're not holding people accountable, that they are recognizing they need reform, right?
Yep. Oh, and that's the good thing. Right. If nothing else that this measure does, if it doesn't pass, if it brings about reform and more accountability, because as a legislator, I will never, Scott, apologize for expecting accountability and performance for their tax dollars.
Paul, I want to give you a chance to respond to the Legislative Council research there, and specifically, what do you see changing in the way of governance? In other words, the governor appoints this now. As Al mentioned, the impeachment process doesn't change. Why do you think you're hearing what you're hearing about the Commission for Higher Learning based on the fact that, other than the numbers, not a lot changes here?
Well, a couple of points need to be made. First of all, I'd be more than happy to have Mr. Carlson on the committee, and I think we agree on a couple other points. This is not a debate about legislative support for higher education. There may be debates and there may be disagreements on the level of that support, but this isn't it. What the legislature has done in supporting higher education financially and in other ways is appreciated, and that is not a part of this discussion. And I also agree that part of Mr. Carlson's job and that of his co-legislators is to expect accountability and performance from the tax dollars. We are not in disagreement there. Where we part ways, though, and where we may not get Mr. Carlson on the committee, is the effect of what is happening, the effect of what would happen if he turns out to be wrong, if what was just read by him turns out to be incorrect. Let me read you a different section, a section of the actual rules, not somebody's analysis, which is what he read, but from the actual Higher Learning Commission rules. The board, the Higher Learning Commission board, shall withdraw the accreditation of an institution that completes a change of control, structure, or organization without receiving prior commission approval from the Board of Trustees. Once again, unless the Board of the Higher Learning Commission approves, accreditation will be withdrawn. Now, once again, unless proponents can assure the people of North Dakota that the accreditation of the 11 institutions of higher learning in North Dakota will continue without a bump, unless that they can do that with a surety, Measure 3 ought to fail as merely a gamble. Mr. Carlson started his last discussion with saying it's not different. This structure is not different. Well, if it isn't different, why gamble? If it isn't intended to effect governance change, why do it?
All right, quick answer, Al.
There is no reason.
Well, again, I'm going to go back to the point when he was talking about the letter he had. You notice that it referred to institutions. It did not refer to systems, and that's where we part ways.
All right, Paul had mentioned student loans being a concern. I want to get those on as well. And we have a off-air call and a call waiting to ask you guys questions, so we'll go at least one more segment on this. Also want to get Al on the water proposal yesterday as well. So stay tuned for all that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, welcome right here.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So you have a nasty odor problem that you want to get rid of, right? Let me tell you about a North Dakota product that does the job. Odor medicine. It'll get rid of odors for good. Even the worst of the worst. Stale cigarette smoke, skunk, mold, urine, even the stench of rotting meat will vanish with odor medicine. There is not an odor it cannot remove. And odor medicine is biodegradable and toxin-free. If you order now, you can take advantage of a very special offer. Go to StopSmellNow.com, StopSmellNow.com, enter the promo code Scott, get $5 off your order, plus free shipping. Or call them at 855-800-6367. That's 855-800-ODOR. Mention promo code Scott and you'll save money. Stop masking those odors with air freshener or potpourri and make them vanish forever with odor medicine. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-6367, promo code Scott.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.